I've heard it said that a true friend supports you no matter what. At that, I'm compelled to ask the question then, what is your idea of support? I certainly am all for being a friend, of course, a good friend, reliable and true. But to support the other person no matter what? Well, I'm just not so sure about the no matter what part. Again, what is your idea of support? I figure a good friend has good boundaries, and in those boundaries is a line somewhere which mandates do no harm. I've met people who call you friend, but if you won't help them get what they want, you are held in contempt until you give in. And if you give in, then you're now an enabler, not a friend. A friend is honest, kind, and does no harm. But when is straightforward honesty unnecessary bluntness? And what does do no harm mean, according to who? Seems to me that's some pretty subjective stuff right there, and maybe the mature and wise thing to do is to have an idea about what we're willing to do and not do in order to wear the label good friend. Listen, and I mean it. Throw off that chip on your shoulder and listen. The impact of Jesus was so very deeply ingrained in and so profound upon the disciples that they had an understanding only a few of us ever fully attain in this day. The Lord lived friendship, and He put a most definite standard in the middle of it. He would not disavow or disgrace the Father for the sake of others, nor would He empower or enable a friend to be self-destructive. But He indeed loved His friends, and He picked men that would have been considered just a little over the top at being ruffians by today's standards. They weren't suit wearers and didn't appear to be very qualified to hang out with God. His friends knew Torah, but yet were not in ministry, so I've wondered if maybe the disciples were actually Pharisee school washouts of some sort. As I read scripture to discover God's idea of what a friend is, I thought it expedient to first identify just what being a friend entails. I like doing surveys, so I put the question out to others as to what comprises a good friend. One of the first suggestions was that a good friend will support you no matter what. It was a comment most common among the age group 15 to 35. Okay, now this suggestion was probably the most common, and after a little bit it seemed there needed to be some follow-up with a further inquiry as to just how far would a good friend be willing to go in order to support you no matter what. Am I willing to support no matter what someone I know has a drug addiction? On one hand, if I abandon them, I'm contributing to their already dwindling list of relationships. Yes, they did it to themselves, but I also know that most addicts find it easy to return to their addiction, among other reasons, due to a very small circle of already poor friends, with that circle getting smaller all the time. Isolated and alone, they often have no good relationships to lean on. And whatever possibilities of a good friend were in sight, the disloyalty and betrayal, largely driven by their addiction, just alienates any possibilities of that happening. A few years ago, the number one reason for recidivism was due to the influence of quote-unquote friends, who were actually no friends at all. There's an old saying, an addict left to themselves is in poor company. Most typically surround themselves with people who serve as a convenience, meaning there is a relationship there as long as there's a need and the quote-unquote friend can provide. Sounds more like the Hebrew version of a fair-weather friend, which is a picture of a dry ditch that only runs water when it rains. A friend that is only there for you when it's convenient is not friendship, but moral usury. If I'm going to be a good friend to someone I know is an addict, I've come to the table with some rock-solid, tested, and unswerving boundaries. Telling the person no may be the most excellent thing any friend could do. And, you know, if you really love that person, that can be excruciating, but necessary nonetheless. The Lord is our example. We know He loves us and is closer to us than a brother. But there are things people often demand of God to which He simply says, no. Because He is our good friend and truly cares for us in His wisdom, He denies us things, relationships, and situations which would harm us. The Lord is the best friend we could dream of, and even at that, how often do we complain about what He didn't do or wouldn't do? God is the inventor of friendship. He is the original friend, the very personification of the word, and nothing so profound as friendship could have been invented by anyone but God.